This spring, the Pitkin County Commissioners granted a license for a marijuana-infused jerky business, but they were not happy about it.
We're approving our first facility. I would personally like to make it at our last facility for manufacturing.
Chair Rachel Richards joined her colleagues in expressing a handful of concerns about the edible marijuana product, that children or pets might accidentally ingest it, that because the business was in the neighborhood of a child care center, kids might be in danger, that the product might be contaminated or contain pesticides.
You know, it's a fun business.
Todd Gardner is the owner of the Cannabis Queen, located in the Aspen Airport Business Center.
It's kind of like the Wild West.
The company makes the pot product, two flavors of bison jerky wrapped in individual serving packs with a dose of 10 milligrams of THC each. The operating license from the county allows Cannabis Queen to make its product for only 1 year, at which time it will need to reapply. Gardner believes his operation is an asset to the county and hopes his permit will be renewed.
If the Pitkin County Commissioners determine, hey, we don't want Cannabis Queen jerky, they're awful, so we don't want them in the county anymore, we would pull up stakes, we go do it in the next county over. I mean, what good does that do them? We have people that work here, and we're making a good product.
The facility is checked by the county health department, and each batch of jerky is tested both in-house and by an independent lab. Inside the operation, it looks like a mad scientist set up shop in a high-end kitchen. There's a fridge and a shelf full of spices, but also specialized equipment for quality control. Bryn Lemkuhl is a chemist who works as the operations manager at Cannabis Queen.
I can basically take jerky or oil or flower samples, weed samples. I can extract the THC out of it, and then I can inject it into this. And then it'll give me a signal basically showing how much THC is in it.
Amid a flurry of marijuana retail and manufacturing applications last spring, the commissioners asked the Valley Marijuana Council, or VMC, to research the impact of edibles and present a formal recommendation. The VMC was formed by Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo in 2014 as a way to promote dialogue among law enforcement, public health entities, and retailers. That report is now complete, or as complete as it can be, says Brad Stevenson, who coordinated the research effort for the policy group.
You have a number of different data sources, none of which really are clear in terms of what this means or if there are significant impacts. And I think what's interesting is the data is it's constantly evolving and emerging.
In short, the council was not able to find any sources showing that edible marijuana is a problem, not in Pitkin County, not in Colorado. The report concludes, quote, regulatory interventions in the opinion of VMC members aren't warranted. That said, strong recommendations are made by the group for policy action related to education and awareness. The report is reassuring to Bryn Lemkuhl, who thinks society is growing into acceptance of pot.
But honestly, I think with our generation, like in 50 years, it's not going to be a big deal. No one is going to care. It's just like our parents' generation and their parents' generation just during the war on drugs.
Lemkuhl and Zachary Darling, the Cannabis Queen production manager, support the council's findings and hope it will give the commissioners a change of heart.
I'm just glad there's a more of an official statement from a group.
Yeah, it's no longer anecdotal fear from one story you heard through the grapevine.
And they do agree with the council recommendation for education. Every piece of jerky comes with an informational flyer about dosage and the delayed onset of the effects of the product. Brad Stevenson says if the commissioners are going to tackle edibles, the VMC recommends partnering with schools and pot shops. The council will formally present its findings to the county commissioners and the Aspen City Council later this fall. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.